Olya is in for her 7-month scan. The baby she carries is healthy, but it's not hers.
So I've decided to do this for a second time. We are living through hard times. No income, no jobs, nothing. This time it's more about earning a living. If I can, why not?
Even in wartime, Kyiv's state-of-the-art biotech clinic produces 5 babies a day for a surrogacy fee of up to $70,000. The women take home around a third of that. When war broke out in February, it seemed the capital might be captured by the Russian army within days. Clinic director Igor Pechenoga led a hurried evacuation, except that there really was no safer place for 30 babies to stay, and with more being born every day, the doctor moved into the clinic with them, where he's remained full-time ever since.
Was there ever a moment when you feared for the lives of the women and the babies in your care here?
Always, always. There wasn't a moment when I didn't.
He shows us around. Cryogenic storage tanks maintain healthy sperm and embryos at minus 190 degrees for up to 10 years. In vitro fertilization takes place in the lab before being transferred to the surrogate. This is the result.
Our boy is, name is Nathan.
Canadian citizens Sonia and Manuel started the surrogacy process just before the war broke out.
We decided to move forward because we thought that the war was not going to last that long.
The war is 9 months old now, and the parents have ventured back into the war zone to take newborn Nathan home to Canada. They're full of praise for the Ukrainians who've made their dream possible.
They are so brave that I had the impression that I said to myself, we have to be brave too, come on. Yeah. It's not you that is in war, it's them. So come on, you do it and be brave.
Yevgenia survived the shelling of her apartment building to become a second-time surrogate 4 months ago.
Genetically, it is not my baby. I carried it for 9 months and I talked to it, but its parents have been waiting for it for a long time. So you have to let it go. You let go.
In war, bravery comes in many forms, and here, the giving and receiving of life are among its rewards. Jonah Holt, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.